the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today is going to be all about the bearded dragon, but more specifically, wild bearded dragons. I have covered bearded dragons on the podcast before, but that was a care guide on the bearded dragon. Today's podcast is going to focus strictly on wild bearded dragons. So without further ado, here's some facts about the bearded dragon. First of all, where do they come from? The answer, Australia. And might I just say, they cover so much of Australia. They are so extremely common over there. You can come across a bearded dragon just as commonly as you see a pigeon or a seagull. There's so many over there. Though typically they prefer to stick to warm, arid areas, such as deserts, subtropical woodlands, savannas, and scrublands. So keep this in mind when designing an enclosure for them. Interestingly enough, in the 1960s, Australia banned the export of wild bearded dragons. However, they've been bred in the rest of the world for decades for the pet trade, and they come in a variety of colour morphs, not commonly found in the wild. So, everyone can keep a bearded dragon, whether you live in Australia or elsewhere. Because Australia has this law over there where you can only keep things that live in Australia. They don't import or export anymore, so any Australian lizards you find are captive bred. Unless, of course, you're shopping on the black market. Don't do that, please. You can get in a lot of trouble for that. Now, of course, being from Australia, a warm habitat is crucial for bearded dragons, because they are, of course, cold-blooded and rely on external heat sources to raise their body temperature. This is where your lamps come in when you're keeping them in captivity. In the wild, they bask in the sun to warm themselves and can burrow underground to avoid extreme heat and predators. They're semi-arboreal and often can be found on fence posts and tree branches. Next up, what's their diet like in the wild? They're not picky eaters, not by a long shot. With their strong jaws, they can clench and crush hard-shelled insects like beetles, and as omnivores, they'll also go for leaves, flowers, fruit, and the occasional small lizard or rodent. Next up is behaviour. In captivity, they are commonly known as the kings of chill, but in the wild, that is very much different. They're known for being territorial. Adult bearded dragons may display their aggression to defend their turf from other males. They will fight for food or compete for a female. Some males may also attack females if they don't show submissive behaviour. The beard, which both males and females have, is an important way the lizards communicate. When threatened, a bearded dragon will open its mouth, raise its chin, and puff out its beard to make itself appear bigger. This display may also be accompanied by a hiss. Bearded dragons also communicate by changing the colour of their beards and bobbing their heads. A quick head bob may signal dominance, whereas a slow bob and an arm wave is a sign of submission. With a change of seasons, some bearded dragons may go through brumation, which is a type of hibernation, in which they stop eating and only drink water sporadically. This dormant phase usually occurs in the fall or winter as the light changes and temperatures drop. And finally, here's some trivia on the bearded dragon. Bearded dragons can run up to 9 miles per hour, but for the most part, they are quite sedentary lizards. Another interesting fact is that fully grown bearded dragon males are 17 to 24 inches long. Female bearded dragons can measure up to 20 inches. Bearded dragons are exothermic and regulate temperature through their mouths. Bearded dragons can be born with two heads, or bicephalic, and live with them. Their mouth has an organ called vomeronasal, or Jacobson's organ, connecting to the nasal cavity to sense smell. They lick the environment with their tongue to familiarize themselves. Females can store reproductive material after mating to fertilize themselves again. This helps them lay sets of eggs to maximize their offspring. Bearded dragons can swim. By inflating their bodies with air for buoyancy, their swimming motion resembles that of a crocodile. Bearded dragons can also sleep while standing on their hind legs. They lock their hind legs, lean against something, and sleep. Much like some other agamids, these lizards can lift off on their front legs and run on their back legs. It turns out that when they run, the center of gravity shifts to the back. This means they pick up more speed and are more maneuverable with their back legs. When they shed their old skin, the new skin may have different colours and patterns. Bearded dragons secrete a mild venom that is poisonous to insects but harmless to people. Still, don't go licking your bearded dragon, you'll get a nasty case of salmonella poisoning. Their tail makes up almost half their overall length. Tense and spiky scales are a sign of distress. Flat, smooth scales are an indication that the lizard is happy. And that just about covers the bearded dragon in the wild. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we go over a very interesting fish, a fish that most of you will be familiar with, the clownfish, and how you keep them. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.